WMFO.
Some blues are just blues, mine are the miner's blues. Some blues are just blues, mine are the miner's blues. My troubles are coming by threes and by twos.
Quiet.
I remember those hot summer nights down at CBGB's. Oh yeah. Mystic Bowie.
Love money, I'm a talking so you listen to me. And we be rocking in time, and I can see the sign. We'll be jumping in a good state of mind. They gonna be a lot of rocking while they rhythm me the shocking. For the people, they might get in the groove. So you rock your body while me dizzy, and I hold my love for city. And we doing the infinite move. If you do even with my own, my free love of money, I'm a talking so you listen to me. And we be rocking in time, and I can see the sign. We'll be jumping in a good state of mind.
Okay, you just heard Genius of Love by the Tom Tom Club, and if you know the song Big Energy by Lato or Lotto, you recognized it. This is the song that was sampled by it. So yeah, I don't know. This is also Amy Sow. We'll put a pin in this, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. So welcome to the show today. Hope you enjoyed that song, and we're going to get started with some Four Non-Blondes. So here we go. Enjoy.
Get up that great big hill of hope for a destination. I realized quickly when I knew I should that the world was made up of this brotherhood of man, for whatever that means. Into a crisis. Yeah. 25 years and my life is still trying to get up that great big hill of hope for a destination.
Okay, that was What's Up by Four Non Blondes off their album Bigger, Better, Faster, and More. And this is actually their only album, if you didn't know. Four Non Blondes were popular. They were from San Francisco, active in the early 90s and very late 80s, so around 1989 to 1994. And this one album did super well. It sold over 1.5 million copies between the years of 1992 and 1994, which is crazy to think about. I don't know. I don't know how someone pulls that off, but they did, and I love that song, so I hope you guys did too. We're gonna keep it moving with some Noah Kahan. I actually saw this song live last weekend at Boston Calling. It was great. Last year, we were supposed to see Noah Kahan, and then it didn't work out, and this was kind of a redemption. He was better than I thought he was gonna be. He's great with the crowd. I really recommend seeing him in concert if you get the chance. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoy this song. It's called All My Love, off of Stick Season, which is his newest album. So here we go.
How have things been, well, love, now that you mention it? My folks still talk, but they speak in these two-word sentences. I'm saying too much, but you know how it gets out here. No winter cold could keep out all the cold of your atmosphere. We once sang retrograde, we'd shake the frame of your car. Now I know your name, but not who you are. It's all okay, there ain't a drop of bad blood. It's all my love, you got all my love. I'm still out here with the pills and the dogs. If you need me, dear, I'm the same as I was. It's all okay, there ain't a drop of bad blood. It's all my love. How it is, of how it was, of how it has to be. You burrowed in under my skin, what I'd give to have you out from me. But I still recall how the leather in your car feels. And at the end of it all, I just hope that your scars heal. Retrograde, we shake the frame of your car. Now I know your name, but thought you are. It's all okay, there ain't a drop of bad blood. It's all my love, you got all my love. I'm still out here with the pills and the dogs. If you need me, dear, I'm the same as I was. It's all okay, there ain't a drop of bad blood. It's all my love. Parents slept. And I looked so confident, babe, I swear I was scared to death. My hands gripped the wheel, I smiled stupid the whole way home. Well, those five words in my head, you said I'll never let. Still out here with the pills and the dogs until this year stole the words from my tongue. It's all okay, there ain't a drop of bad blood. It's all my love, you got all my.
Okay, so you just heard All My Love by Noah Kahan. Don't be fooled. When I first heard that song, I thought it was called Retrograde. It's actually not. Just for all of you guys, if there's anyone like me out there, which probably not, but that's okay. We have a little bit on the meaning behind that song. He wrote that song about kind of the reflection of what it was like to... I think, like, a lot of artists feel this way when they grow as an artist, they become more famous. It kind of puts a strain on the relationships of, like, close people in their lives because a lot of things change for them. And that song is kind of about that and how even though a lot of things have changed between him and X person who's not named, there's still a lot of, like, love in the air, a lot of, I don't know, there's, like, good feelings between the two, despite everything that happened. I think that's a very sweet song. It's very earnest. His voice is beautiful. And from all I know, and I may be wrong, he just seems like a likable guy. Yeah, I don't know. So check out more of his stuff if you don't know it already. I love it. And if you do, fellow Noah Kahan fan. So next up, we're going to get moving with some Hippocampus. This song is called Scorpio, and it's off of their album called LP3. So hopefully you guys enjoy, and here we go.
Catch me leaving in the dead of night, run like an animal, hold me to tears so I get by like a week at a time, but it seems so pitiful, seems like I'm awfully scared of the things that I am, sometimes out of way, you could stay if you feel like you want to, like the fool with the deck stacked up, maybe I should say some things that I ought to know. Confidence, think it's kinda hard how you downplay all that shit that you got when you gave me your heart. Instead of looking outside, you were looking inside. You put away what you left in my bed. While I was looking upwards, you were looking ahead. Late nights with the TV on, Sandman been away too long. Stay up till the break of dawn. Necessary, necessary evil. Fade in my hands, it feels so incredible. Wait for the time when it comes back around, it cures like an antidote. That you got when I mess with your heart. Instead of looking outside, you were looking inside. Can't put away what you left in my head. While I was looking upwards, you were looking back then. Late nights with the TV on, Sandman been away too long. Stay up till the break of dawn. Necessary, necessary.
Okay, so that was Scorpio by Hippocampus. Hope you guys liked it. I think that song, I don't know much about that song, but I believe that it's supposed to kind of depict the end stage of a relationship when, I believe, like a breakup, kind of at the end, some of the lyrics say, like, the Sandman has been away for too long, when you can't sleep, when, I don't know, it's kind of, I do love it when artists kind of make an upbeat song about something that is kind of sad. It's a cool juxtaposition, and I think Maddie Healy does it well. Not to be a supporter of Maddie Healy, but I still enjoy his music, and I feel like that's a highly controversial topic right now. I feel like everyone, like, I go on the train and I see people's news feeds open, and I just see, like, pictures of Maddie Healy next to Taylor Swift, and I'm like, this is crazy. Like, I don't know, imagine being either one of them. Like, that must be, I don't even know, it's just crazy how people fixate on stuff so much that's not about, like, those are real people too. But yeah, so that was Scorpio by Hippocampus. That was some of their newer stuff. I am gonna sprinkle in some of their older stuff as well. This is actually gonna happen very, very soon. If you guys can hear that siren outside, I'm so sorry. There is something going on, but it did stop. So hopefully everyone's okay. But we're gonna get on with it. We have a song called Save It For Later by The English Beat. And I found this a couple days ago. Really love it. And hope you guys do too. Okay. It kind of reminds me of The Cure, if that puts things in perspective for you guys. But here we go.
Sooner or later, you'll have to take your death on out. Save it for later.
Okay, so that was Save It For Later by The Beat, which is a British band from Birmingham in England. And they were around in the late 70s and kind of fuse. They were also around early 80s, but they fuse like Latin, ska. It says punk rock. So I don't know if that was punk rock to you guys, but I'm not sure. I feel like they do work to blend multiple genres, and I don't know, that song was very uplifting. I feel like it could have been a little bit of ska. I have no idea. Let me know your takes on what combination of genres that song felt like to you. Anyway, that song, Save It For Later, is kind of about not knowing your place in the world, not wanting to put up with other people's issues, or I'm not going to say a bad word on air, but yeah, so not putting up with other people and just trying to figure yourself out. So it's very Buildings Roman of a song. But yeah, so we're going to get going with, we're going to do Hippocampus. We're going to do, this is going to be some of their earlier stuff. So this is off of Landmark and it's called Epitaph. Hope you guys enjoy.
You're a dark one with a knack for pushing boys off a cliff and the messy eyes of ink splattered fists, and it's all found in a page. Sky falls down with the cumulus cries. A winter song for a January tide. I could tame my heart, I could blind my eyes. Oh, the river is an organ and the man is a church. For a strange inclination that fortune is a curse. I'm a critic, writer, I'm an ignorant fool. I'm a poor excuse for poetry, trying to play it cool. I'm just trying to play it cool. I need nothing more than my problems. Just let me know when you found them. You've got tact and I've got bravado. I'm a ghost and you are a shadow.
Okay, so that was Epitaph. Hope you guys enjoyed that one. The song has a little bit of an interesting background. So it's basically the tale of two druggies who were they were stuck in their hometown. And they watched everyone kind of move on with their lives and advance forward. And then one day, one of them decides that it's time to move on with their life as well. However, they know that their friend isn't coming with them, so the song is kind of about them coming to terms with that. But yeah, I don't know. I really like that song and have been listening to it for a while. But you know what time it is right now? It's the half of the hour. I don't know if that's not proper terminology, but we're going to get going with the PSA, so here we go.
Left Sydney today with a case of beer for the way. Roll down the window, feel the heat from the dawn. Well, I ain't got nothing to do. I just drive and watch kangaroo with the sweet scent of diesel and burning rubber from my car.
Okay, you heard the man. Don't leave your dog in a hot car. I tend to agree with Simon Cowell on this one, especially since it's summer. Today is the first day that I think it's... That's a lie. I was gone for a while, but it's the first little streak of it being 90 degrees in a while. Just stay safe, stay hydrated, take care of your loved ones. Don't leave your doggos in the car. Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, thank you, Simon. Here we go. We're going to get ready with... So this is it's kind of a shift in tone, but this is a song by A.G. Cook. And he's a little bit more on the electronic side, if anybody knows who he is. And the song is called Windows, and it's the No Roam remix off of Apple Verse 7G. And it's a lot of ambient, ethereal noises. It's a good song. That's all I have to say. Here we go. Okay, so that was Windows by A.G. Cook and No Roam. I'm not even going to pretend that I know what they were saying, but I do really enjoy that song. Next up, we have a song by Joy Oladokun, and this is called Keeping the Light On off of her newest album, Proof of Life. And I did catch a glimpse at her at Boston Calling, really enjoyed her music, and started exploring it this week, actually. So... this is my favorite song off of this album. She has worked with Noah Kahan and I believe Mountjoy in the past. So, yeah, I don't know. She's made some cool stuff and we're going to give it a listen.
keeping the light on. Keeping the light on.
Okay, so that was Keeping the Light On by Joy Oladokun. And that was off of her new album, Proof of Life. And that song is kind of about... it's about the will, like the human... Excuse me. Human ability and will to keep trying in the midst of tragedy. And just the idea of... how people keep on going no matter what is kind of conveyed in the phrase keeping the light on. And it's, I don't know, a musical way of saying how it's really hard to keep trying, but it's really important, and that is kind of what life is all about. So that is one of my favorite songs by her. And she has an album called In the Defense of My Own Happiness, which is her... I'm not sure if it was the album before this or a couple albums back, but I'm excited to give that a listen too because I hear good things about that. But to keep things moving, we're going to do a song. This is called Ugly, and it's by Jack Larson. And this is a single, so here we go.
Fall in love, we're just feeling ugly. remember half the time. I remember half the time.
For my Illinois voice, Illinois boy, Illinois boy, boy, dandelion wine for my Illinois voice. Run downtown with another man now. Run, run down, down with another man now. Hey. Illinois boy, Illinois boy, boy, make that ass drop for an Illinois boy.
Okay, so that was Tried and True by Ween off of Quebec. And before that, you heard Ugly by Jack Larson, which is a single called Ugly off of itself, I guess. Yeah, I don't know. Hope you guys enjoyed both of those songs. The show is coming to an end, so we're going to have time for one, maybe two more songs. I'm excited. These are two of the songs that I've been listening to a lot in the past couple weeks. And I don't know. I think we're going to go with a song by the White Lies first. This one is called As I Try Not to Fall Apart. And it's been one of my more played songs this month. So let me know what you think of it. Here we go. Okay, that was As I Try Not to Fall Apart by The White Lies. As you might have guessed, the title of the song. So, the time is 11:58 a.m. Good almost afternoon, everybody. I'm going to finish out the show because there's nobody after me. I have a little bit of extra wiggle room. We're going to do one last song. This is called I Think There's Something You Should Know, and it's by the 1975. And I will come back and speak about it and kind of close off the show when that song's over. But get ready for our last song. Here we go.